Well, word that President Trump is planning to sign an executive order suspending visas on people from predominantly Muslim countries prompted former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright to tweet, "I was raised Catholic, became Episcopalian, and found out later my family was Jewish. I stand ready to register as a Muslim in solidarity." There's been no official announcement about any Muslim registry, although Trump did say he would create one during the campaign. One thing we do know is that Muslim Americans have seen a spike in verbal and physical attacks since the election. The latest FBI data show hate crimes against Muslims increasing. A number of Muslim women have reported being targeted for wearing a headscarf or hijab. So some are choosing to be prepared and, if necessary, fight back. Carmel Dulshad of Here and Now contributor WAMU has our story from College Park, Maryland.
With a hammer fist and a twist of the hip, Aram Beg maneuvers out of an attack.
Well, you do the elbow. You grab this elbow.
Beg is at a self-defense class at an Islamic school in College Park. She's joined by a few dozen women, all looking to learn the same thing, how to fend off a potential attacker.
I understand something like this can happen to me, and so I want to be prepared for it.
The instructors are Mohib Rahman and Aisha Akhtar, a husband and wife black belt duo. They show women what to do if someone tries to grab them by the neck, or by their hijab, the veil worn by some Muslim women.
What we're showing now is you can use your palm, the heel of your palm, you can use your hammer fist, right?
Rahman says he was surprised by how many women showed up to this free training with little advance notice.
A lot of it may be the political climate. Some people feel like there is an element of Islamophobic environment out there.
The Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim civil rights group, is sponsoring the training. CARE tracks incidents where they believe religious bias was a factor. According to their preliminary data, hijabs were a major trigger for anti-Muslim incidents during the first 9 months of 2016. Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate incidents across the country. He says the current political climate is contributing to the rise in anti-Muslim hate.
This is pretty much the worst we've seen going all the way back to 9/11.
Potok says the center noticed a rash of hate incidents immediately after the election, so it started tracking them. Of the nearly 1,100 hate incidents aimed at mostly minorities and immigrants, at least 112 of them were anti-Muslim. Potok says the center believes many of the verbal and physical incidents were committed by Trump supporters who used Trump's name, his campaign slogans, or his remarks about sexual assault.
It is as if Donald Trump and his campaign lifted the lid on Pandora's box, and all of these really awful hatreds and bigotries have escaped, and they're not going to be easy to get back into the box.
It's part of a growing trend of attacks against American Muslims. The FBI reports 257 assaults, attacks on mosques, and other hate crimes in 2015. The only other time they were higher was in 2001, after the 9/11 attacks. Potok believes the upward trend is likely to get worse as reports of hate incidents continue to trickle in. And just in case it does get worse, Sarah Sanchez says she wants to be prepared. That's why she's at the karate studio learning how to defend herself, although she says she may already have a leg up.
I'm an American Muslim from Brooklyn, New York, so aggression is actually my middle name. I have no problem with aggression.
Sanchez is the mother of four girls, and she says she worries about them all the time. She's fearful of anti-Muslim sentiment reaching a boiling point, so she brought two of her daughters with her to the class.
You know, we always wait until things start to happen, and then we want to fix it. But now we got to do it. Now our backs are up against the wall, so to speak.
As the group of women practice maneuvering away from an attack, the instructors tell them their technique isn't as important as their voice.
Say no, as loud as you can.
As loud as you can.
Say no.
Yell, scream, and make a scene, the instructors say. It may just save your life. And to that, Sarah Sanchez says, no problem.
I may not know karate, but I know crazy.
For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.